Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Tris McCall is music critic for the New Jersey Star-Ledger and joins us here in the Soundcheck studio today with a preview of some of the new music headed our way early in this new year. Tris, good to have you back.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So is this, you know, the beginning of the year, is this a particularly important time for the music community?
You know, usually it isn't. Usually this is the time of the year when albums that aren't quite as hyped come out, but you sometimes get albums that really surprise you.
So this is the time of year where you will see a number one album with like 40,000 sales.
I remember the Decemberists hit number one
exactly.
Around this time of the year. Amos Lee had a number one album this time of the year. It's a pretty good strategy, and you do get surprised early in the year.
Well, now, taking a look at some of the things you're watching out for, let's start in England with Katy B.
Yeah, Katy B has an album coming out called Little Red, and you know, there's been so much interesting electronic music that has come out of England and out of Europe in the last few years. And the challenge with a lot of this stuff, because much of it is jagged-edged, is how do we make this work in a pop context? I mean, how do we get a pop singer to sing over this? And a lot of the American attempts to do that have been clumsy.
So is this kind of, you know, post-dubstep music?
You could call it post-dubstep. I think dubstep has gotten a bad association in America with aggressive music.
Right.
James Blake would tell you that the real dubstep is subtle, is all about nuance and texture. And Katy B kind of does that too. But more than anybody else, I think she's been able to take those ideas from dubstep and project her own personality and not get run over by the dubstep truck.
Right.
And I think that she did that on her last record, which was called On a Mission. I think Katy B's On a Mission was her last album, and I'm expecting her to take it even further on the new record because the new single is very interesting.
Here's 5 a.m. by Katy B from her album Little Red, set for a February 3rd release.
My feet won't stop, I can't keep still. Be rocking this until the sunlight. That beat's so sick, that tune's so
B from the UK. 5 a.m. is a song from her forthcoming record, Little Red, set for release on February 3rd. Tris McCall, a music critic of the New Jersey Star-Ledger, telling us about some new music headed our way in this new year. All right, so you got something a little closer to home for us to look forward to?
Sure. Hospitality is a band from right here in New York, and their front woman, Amber Papini, is a very interesting songwriter in the way that she puts her stuff together formally. There's a lot of camera obscura in what she does. There's a lot of Belle and Sebastian in what she does. There's a lot of Elvis Costello in the way that she writes her songs. And her musicians are really attentive to the wrinkles in the songs that she writes, all of which are kind of unusual. The last record that they did, which was actually their debut, was an album that I found inexhaustible. And in a year where there was no Belle and Sebastian album, for me it was the Belle and Sebastian album of the year. So when I had that craving for something like If You're Feeling Sinister, that's where I would turn. Now, I've heard that they've gotten a little more aggressive for their new record.
Yeah, because Belle and Sebastian, you know, we associate with a certain twee.
Yes.
You know, that kind of Scottish artsy quality.
I think
you
could call, it's also a relationship to the backbeat and the way that the drummer and bass player plays. There's a bounciness to it. And Hospitality is a bouncy group, but at the same time, Amber Papini, her melodies are always strange. There's always something a little off kilter. There's a sense that there's something mystical happening in the woods and the stories that she's telling about New York and being young and traveling around the city. There's always this kind of magical, almost children's story dimension to what she's doing.
So Hospitality, a trio from Brooklyn, fronted by Amber Papini, who's the singer and guitarist and songwriter in the band. January 28th is the release date for their new album called Trouble.
You're looking at yourself a lot, standing in the glass with a costume on, both knowing that you were caught, off with dresses and parasols, rhinestone rings and high heel soles, right.
Hospitality and the song called Going Out from their second album called Trouble comes out January 28th. So we don't have to wait too long for this one, Tris.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to another New York-based artist, Azalea Banks. Now, we've been hearing her name for a long time.
A long time now.
Where's the record been?
That's been a question that a lot of people have been wondering. And It's long overdue at this point, because she's like I think a lot of hip hop artists have recently fallen into the trap of being more famous for their tweeting or being more famous for social media than they are for the music that they're making. Now, Azalea Banks has tremendous potential. Anyone who heard the song 212, which is going to be on the new album, knows that she has tremendous skills. She can do lots of different voices. She can project a tremendous amount of personality. She can really get in the listener's face through the record. I think really she's an MC, really one of the most exciting MCs to emerge from New York in a long time. But we've been waiting for the album now.
Yeah,
She's had a couple of different false starts. She's done some interesting guest features. She's appeared on other people's records. She's been on, she's had EPs, she's had mixtapes. But the album Broke with Expensive Taste that we were promised a long time ago is supposed to come out early in 2014. And if it does, it'll really be the first big, important hip-hop album of the year.
Tell me what you want to do. I got Rex, Rex, Rex to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do. You the bad, a bad. But don't get lost in the fad. Got Rex, Rex, Rex to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do.
Thank you, Dolly, by the Barbie. I can admit I like the party. I spent the grip, I swipes the card. Even the high summer drips, my pricey garmy. I'm the swami, I see hip hop. I'm freaky fit that, I got a pep. Ice on a wrist like heist to fish there. When I dip with the spicy, get that.
I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do.
That is Azalea Banks featuring Pharrell Williams, and ATM Jam, one of the numerous singles that she's released here in New York over the years, has kind of built up a certain amount of hype, and people have just been waiting for the record.
Yeah. She's one of these artists who it seems like she's got something important that she's going to get to. I'm hopeful for this one.
Broke with Expensive Taste will be the album from Azalea Banks. No release date, but supposed to happen soon.
Yeah.
We're talking with Tris McCall of the New Jersey Star-Ledger, giving us a preview of some of the new stuff headed our way. And on a list that is very heavily weighted towards women front people, I was almost said women frontmen, St. Vincent is next, the singer and guitarist Annie Clark.
St. Vincent is really a fascinating project. In many ways, one of the reasons why it's fascinating is because Annie Clark is a tremendous guitar player, and everyone who's ever heard her play knows this about her, not just in the notes that she plays, but in the sounds that she's able to get. One of the things that really makes St. Vincent special is that she, and especially this was definitely true from her last record as St. Vincent, which was called Strange Mercy, which came out 2011, was one of the best rock records of that year.
Right.
It's really an album-long anxiety attack. The whole record is about anxiety.
Well, a lot of her guitar playing is very kind of angular and anxious and edgy.
But then she did the album with David Byrne, which...
Right.
which was a completely different mood. It was almost celebratory, where it was where both of them were kind of taking their music in directions that they'd never taken it before.
And the big brass band.
And the big brass band. Yeah. I loved that album. And it was a completely different look for St. Vincent. She'd never done anything like that before. And the new song is a little more, maybe a little poppier, maybe a little more aggressive, maybe a little less anxious than some of her other material. But it's still there. You can tell that the anxiety is still there.
So this is from the forthcoming album.
Yes, called St. Vincent.
Called St. Vincent from Annie Clark, who records as St. Vincent, and the album is due on February 25th. That is St. Vincent, a.k.a. Annie Clark, and a song called Birth in Reverse from her forthcoming album, also called St. Vincent, due on February 25th. She'll be headlining a show at Terminal 5 the next night, February 26th. Something to look forward to. Early in 2014, Tris McCall of the New Jersey Star-Ledger with us on Soundcheck Today. Still kind of an edgy sound to that song.
This is going to be a very cool record, you can tell.
What else is on the horizon?
There's the Broken Bells Project, which is James Mercer from The Shins. And
Danger Mouse,
the noted
producer.
And Danger Mouse. And I think it's going to be interesting because the last Shins record was pretty polarizing. There were a lot of people who thought it was way too slick and that there was no real band feel to it. When he does Broken Bells, of course, he's pushing it even more pop direction. I know it's going to be called After the Disco, and the first single sounds like the Bee Gees. It's amazing how much it sounds like the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Like, you would think it was the Bee Gees if you heard it on the radio. And as a New Jersey person, we got to say that Springsteen's on the horizon. He's got a new record coming out called High Hopes, and it's really...
It is not the High Hopes that you might be thinking
of. No, it's not the Sinatra High Hopes, although that would be pretty cool. It's a different High Hopes, a song that he's covered a lot. And the album is going to contain songs that have been floating around the Springsteen discography for a long time. If you've seen him live a bunch, you might have heard those songs.
So people who've seen him sing his Amadou Diallo song,
yeah,
the song about the shooting of
Amadou
Diallo.
It's going to be the first time
that
American Skin is going to be on an album. For him, that's become a very important song. And on the Wrecking Ball tour, it was one of the cornerstones of the set.
Yeah.
On many nights at the Wrecking Ball tour.
So there are a number of these songs that he's been playing for a while.
Yes.
Some of them he's released on EPs, just never gotten around to putting them out on an album.
Right. So where Wrecking Ball was an attempt for him to engage with the world, this is really more for the Springsteen aficionado, for the person who is more in, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see how much it connects.
The thing that strikes me about the forthcoming Springsteen record is the collaboration with Tom Morello, the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave, a very politically agitated figure.
Right, and it kind of extends many of the themes from Wrecking Ball. And I think Tom Morello showed up, he played with Springsteen on the Australian dates when Little Steve couldn't do those shows. There's something that Tom Morello brings to Springsteen's music that nobody else can. It's a kind of, you can hear the political agitation in the way that he plays. And I know that that means a lot to Springsteen. And yet, if I may criticize our favorite son, it's bizarre to me that he wouldn't cut this stuff with the E Street Band. He's got the band playing as well as they have ever played. Anybody who saw the Wrecking Ball tour knows that this is true. And you've seen Springsteen for many years. That band was outrageous on this tour. They were doing four-hour concerts. Max was there. Max Weinberg, the drummer, was there for 4 hours playing his heart out. And you feel like there's got to be a way to capture that energy on record, because the last few Springsteen albums haven't had it. They haven't really had the E Street Band energy to them. There is some frustration with Springsteen's production choices over the last couple of records. I wish he could use the band more than he has.
Well, listen to, I mean, you'll have no trouble identifying the squall of Tom Morello's guitar on the new Springsteen record, which is called High Hopes and comes out very soon. January 14th is the release date. And Tris McCall is the music critic of the New Jersey Star Ledger, giving us a look ahead. Tris, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Monday morning runs, Sunday night screams.
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.